वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय नाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदादे कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहा। तन्मयता तरोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मे मां च। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल भाई humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my transcendental Guru Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Now in brief, we have told about the Bani of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also collected in very brief Gaur Bani. And what is that? Amnaya prahatattam harimiha paramam sarva shaktim rishabdi tad bhinan sasya jivan prakriti kavalitan bhavat veda ved prasasam sakalamati hare sadhanam suddha bhaktim श्राद्धम प्रीतिम एव तत्प्रीतिम एव जनान गौर चंद्र स्वयं सह ही इज टेलिंग। सो भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर हैज हिमसेल्फ कलेक्टेड द वाणी ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। व्हाट इज द मीनिंग? बट इन वेरी ब्रीफ, डोंट गो डिटेल।
गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः।
वेरी केयरफुली यू शुड नो, नोट इन योर हार्ट्स टू नो। भक्ति बहन ठाकुर हैज कोटेड ऑल दीज थिंग्स इन जैव धर्म हिज लास्ट एंड बेस्ट बुक ऑथेंटिक बुक taking the essence of whole Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Bhagavat, Chaitanya, Chaitamrita, all the books of our Goswami, everything has taken the essence in Jaiva Dharma. So he is telling.
In this verse, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining Janan Gaura Chandra Swayam Saha. These are the personal instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is called Dasmul Tattva, Dasmul Siksha. 10 mul, that means root, or fundamental teachings. 10 fundamental instructions, which comprise the essence of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
If you are not knowing all these things, one day you'll have to know all these things. And then you can enter in bhakti realm. By the fruit of chanting name, or in high class of associations, you'll have to come to this point. Or this is the ground, platform of bhakti. If no platform, no bhakti. Only chanting, and after some days you'll be weak and you'll fall down. Even from sannyas. Also from Archan of Thakurji. It is high class of worship. But even you can see that if you are not knowing all these things, after some days all the pujari will marry. Not only one time, so many times. They are bound to do. So, Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Na Kara Alash Ihan Haite Lage Krishne Shuddhidha Manas. What?
Sri Thairaj Goswami is instructing Siddhanta Bilachete Nakara Alas in the matter of understanding Siddhanta, the established truths at the philosophical conclusions of our Guru Varga, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of our Guru Parampara, then na kro alas, don't be lazy. Don't have any indifference. Or be very, very neutral in this regard. Very enthusiastically give one's time and energy and try very hard to understand the philosophical conclusions of our acharyas. Why? Is there any reason? Now our mind is going here and there. We cannot chant and be still. But, jahoite Krishna lagi sudhidamanas. When the tattva siddhanta, the philosophical conclusions of our acharyas, appear in our hearts, when we understand them deeply, at that time, the mind will be fixed. It will not be restless. And it will become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. So it's very essential to know these things. So in Dasmul Tattva, 10 fundamental teachings, it has been divided into two parts. Praman and Prameya.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is speaking all these things.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, two parts, Praman and Prameya. What does it mean? First, Praman means authentic evidence. What can be accepted as reliable information, which is always correct, has no fault. It is immaculate and perfect. What is that? That is called Amnaya. Amnaya is bona fide evidence. Amnaya srutaya sakshad brahmaviddeti vishrutaha guru parampara prapta vishvakatu hi brahmanaha. Abnaya means the statements of the Vedas, of the scriptures, but not taken directly. The statements of the Vedas which we receive coming in Guru Parampara. This is called Abnaya. This knowledge is perfect. There's no flaw in this. Any jiva in this world has four defects. Brahma Pramada Viparipsa Karna Patav Arsha Vidya Vakya Nahi Dosha Esav. To be inattentive, to make mistakes, to be illusioned and to cheat others. These are the defects in the jivas of this world. And therefore, whatever knowledge they give and whatever knowledge they try to take, oh, it is all distorted and incorrect. Therefore, if one will submit himself to submissive hearing of the statements of the Vedas to a bona fide guru in Parampara, this knowledge is perfect. This is evidence of something which is true. It is called Amnaya. So this is first our evidence. That is the first teaching of Mahaprabhu. Now we'll come to the other nine.
No. In this, all Amnaya, Srimad Bhagavata is Amal Praman. If everything here and there, some discussions, Vedas are telling this, Upanishads are telling that, and so many Purans are telling that, Amal final Praman is Srimad Bhagavata. Of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everywhere he told.
Bhagavatam is called Amal Puran, spotless evidence. Why? Because Vyasadeva and others have written in Shastra something for the common people to attract them. So that is called Samal Puran. Some Puran has some defect, but Bhagavatam, everything, every word, every syllable.
They have some Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic. They have teachings. We should do pranam. We should not criticize them. But we should accept Srimad Bhagavatam like pure evidence.
So first teaching is praman, what is evidence? And the next nine teachings, they are called prameya. Prameya means, what is it that has been proven by that perfect evidence? Nine things have been proven by that evidence. Among these nine...
Very good. you should. Next. Harehi Paramatattam. What meaning?
So, in this verse of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we heard the first fundamental truth of our Sampradaya, which is Praman, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the ultimate evidence which we have to accept. Second thing is Harihi Paramam Tattvam. Sri Hari, Lord Krishna, he is the supreme absolute truth. And in Bhagavatam, what is said? Ete Chantukala Punsa Krishna Tu Bhagavan Swayam. all the incarnations which we see, so many incarnations of the Lord, Ram, Nrsimha, Vaman, Kalki, and so many, Gunavataras, Yugavataras, Leelavataras. But all these incarnations, what are these incarnations? These incarnations are coming from, they're originating from Krishna. Krishna is the source. He is that first original candle from which all these other candles are lighting up. There is no difference between the potency. Tatvataha, principally, they're all same. Krishna, one substance, non-dual, absolute truth. But because of the varieties of pastimes, different moods of the devotees, the Lord exhibits different forms to share wonderful loving relationships with them. So, Harihi Paramam Tattvam. And then, what is next?
What Gita has told about this fact?
Aham Sarvaste Prabhuvo Matah Sarvam Parvartate Mavivansha Jivaloke Jivahut Sanatana, and so many more verses. Where Krishna is claiming
Mattah
that
Parataram. So these are in what? Any Upanishad? Any Upanishad? Yes, all these things. So everywhere it is written. In Vedas also, some can tell where is the name of Krishna. Sabalat Krishna. Sabalat Krishna Prabhupada. Oh, there are so many. Oh, so many things. Then?
Harimiha Paramam Tattvam Sarva Shaktim. This Krishna, who is the original personality of Godhead, he is Sarva Shaktiman.
He is not Nirvishesh.
In other words, he is not formless. He is not devoid of any transcendental attributes. He is the full, complete expression of the transcendental substance. So he is the reservoir of all the potency, omnipotence. Majorly, we categorize his multipotences in three categories: his antaranga shakti, bahiranga shakti, and maya shakti. Antaranga shakti, which is manifesting all the affairs in the spiritual world from Vaikuntha onwards to the ultimate realm of Golok Vrindavan. And Srimati Radhika, she is Krishna's Sarup Shakti, who is actually maintaining all the affairs. And then Bahiranga Shakti, which is creating this material universe and unlimited varieties of so many substances which we see here. And then between these two energies of the Lord, this marginal potency, Tathastha Shakti. And from Tathastha Shakti, all the conditioned souls, they are emanating. So these are the three prime energies of the Lord, which are contributing and serving the Lord in so many varieties of ways, which are actually inconceivable for the conditioned soul to perceive. Then, Sarva Shaktim Rasabdhim Tad Bhinnan Shanscha Jivan.
Rasabdhim?
Rasabdhim.
Oh, very good. You should sit down. Rasabdhim.
So, now we are coming in Prameya, a third point, Rasabdhim. Rasabdhim means, Rasa means mellow, and Abdhim means ocean, means ocean of mellows.
Endless.
Endless, inhatamable ocean of mellows. So, we have to go to Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. What is proofs that Krishna is impatamable and deepless and boundaryless mellows? At first, we have to surrender in the lotus feet of Gurudev and Rupa Goswami Pad. Through Rupa Goswami Pad, through Gurudev. Just we have heard about Gauravani. So what Rupa Goswami Pad has told about Ocean of Ross? In his invocation sloka of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Rupa Goswami Pada told, Akhila Rasamrita Murti, Pasriva Ruchiruddha Taraka Pali, Kalita Sama Lalita Radha Prayan Vidhur Jayati. Who is Krishna? Akhila Rasamrita Murti is embodiment of Akhila Ras, all mellows.
What are all this knowledge?
What is the Akhila Ras? There are two kind of rasas. One primary ras, another secondary ras. Primary ras divided into five parts. Santa ras, Dasa ras, means salvitar mood, Sakha ras, friendly charm, Vatsala ras, parental mood, and Madhur ras, paramar mood. So,
and seven? And
secondary, Hasya, Adbhut, Karun, Rudra, Bhayanak, Veer, Vibhatsa. Altogether, 12. Krishna is embodiment of all 12 rasas.
How you can prove from Srimad Bhagavatam?
So in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna came from Braj, Kamsa invited Krishna to join in his festival. He signed up to. When Krishna Balada Prabhu came to Mathura, when he entered the arena of Kamsa, there were so many types of adhikari recipient was there. They saw Krishna in different moods. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vyasadeva Goswami, the Sukadeva Goswami has mentioned in one sloka, Mallanam Asani, Nrinang Naravara, Stinang Smaro Murtiman, Gopanang Sajana Hasatan Savitro Sisu, Mritur Pajapati, Virata Vidu Santatang Param Joginam, Vidanga Tarangam Sagraja. Sagraja means elder brother. When Krishna entered the arena of Kamsa,
with his elder brother,
Mallanam Asani, there are so many wrestlers headed by Chanur and Mustik and Hall, Tosal, so many. They saw, it's just like thunderbolt. They thought that we shall smash Krishna Baladev very easily. But when they saw Krishna, that's like thunderbolt. Palpitations start in their heart. What to do? How I can face to Krishna Baladev? It's very hard. Oh my God, a thunderbolt has come. Mallana Masani. Srinang. Naravara. Mallana Masani. Srinang Naravara Tumara Murtiman. There are so many wife of Jadavas. They saw this embodiment of Cupid. And desire came in their heart. It's very beautiful, very attractive. They never seen so effulgent, so attractive like Krishna. Srinamsmara Murtiman Gopanam Sajana Hasatan. Gopanam, when Krishna came with Nanda Baba, then Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal, so many friends of Krishna came along with them. So they saw, he's our friend. And
Asatang Khitibhujang.
Asatang Khitibhujang Sasta. There is so many kings headed by Kamsa. They saw, he's our ruler. He can punish me. He can smash in a moment. Chitibhujan Sastra Sapitro Sisu.
For Vasudeva and Nanda Baba.
Vasudeva and Devaki in one hand, other hand Nanda Baba. They thought, Krishna was our son. Mrittur Bhajapate. Bhajapate means the king of Bhaj dynasty, means Kamsa. Kamsa, he is the personification of death. Probably I invite my death in the arena. So Mrittur Bhajapate. Virata Vidusan, Virata Avidusan, who is ignorant person.
For ignorant
innocent person. For them, Tattam Param Tattva is supreme theory. Tattam Param Yoginam. And Tattam Param Yoginam, for yogi, is Param Tattva supreme theory. Tattam Param Yoginam,
Vishninang Paradevatati.
Vishninang Paradevatati. And there are so many dynasties like Vishni, Kukkut, Andhra, so many.
all are
Jadav. Prominence of Vishnu was there.
All were Jadav.
All were Jadav. They thought he is our Para Devata, Supreme God. So, in this verse, all 12 rasas are there. 5 prominent ras and 7 secondary ras are there. But all secondary ras are not prominent up there because, like Nitur Bhajapati and other, they are not Krishna's favorable. So they are rasa bhasa rasam, they are semblance of ras there also.
Yes, it is then. Very good. You should, after that point.
The fourth evidence that is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the jivas is that the living entity is the infinitesimal separated part and parcel of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly taught this to Sri Sanatana Goswami in Madhyalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jivara Swarupahoi Krishnara Nityadas Krishnara Tatastha Shakti Bhed Abhed Prakash. The jiva, his swarup, his constitutional form, is that he is eternally the servant of Krishna. He is a manifestation of Krishna's tatastha shakti, or marginal energy, simultaneously one with and different from him. The tatta, or the very, very thin line between water and land. This is tatta, a very, very, just a very fine line. Sometimes that fine line is covered by water. We see it on the shore of the ocean. And sometimes that line is in the open. So sometimes the jiva falls down into this material world, and by taking the proper process, he becomes situated in the spiritual world. Other jivas don't make that mistake in the beginning, but they choose correctly. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Jiva Dharma that...
And also Jiva Goswami, in his Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha.
In Jiva Goswami's Paramatma Sandarbha, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Jiva Dharma...
Same thing.
...that the jiva is coming from, according to his constitutional position, those jivas who are eternally residents of Goloka Vrindavan to serve Krishna as Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna, manifest from Baladev. Those jivas whose swarup is to serve Krishna in Dwarka manifest from Baladev's first expansion as Mool Sankarshan. Those jivas who are eternally residents of Vaikuntha manifest from Mahasankarshan. That's Baladev's expansion in Vaikuntha. And those are for the Nitya Siddha jivas. Those jivas who have the option or who can make the wrong choice to come into the material world. The tatastha jiva is manifest from Mahavishnu, Karanadakshai Vishnu. When he glances over the material world, as you know, his glance is a jyoti, is a light. In the light, we can see and we can distinguish. So in that light, the jiva who is coming from the tatastha region within Mahavishnu has the vision to decide that I want to look towards Maya or I want to look towards the spiritual region. We cannot blame Krishna. Bhagavad Gita says that Krishna has no responsibility for our sinful or pious activities. We made the choice to leave Krishna, and he's giving us all love and facility to come back to him. But those who've forgotten Krishna, Anadir, Bahir Mukh, those who since the beginning of time have turned their face away from Krishna, Atoiva Maya Deha Samsara Duk. After we turn away from Krishna, therefore, Atoiva Maya gives us so much trouble. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays in Amana Durmati, one of his beautiful songs of lamentation and prayer for the service of the Lord. O Lord, a wicked mind brought me to this world, but your pure devotee who is a Nitya Siddha associate of the Lord has come from there to give me the happy news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to deliver me from the bondage. So therefore, hearing this, weeping and weeping, I'm coming to you to tell you my sad story and ask you to take me to my eternal abode at your lotus feet. Dhamna svena sada nirastaku akam satyam param bhimadi. In the eternal abode of the Lord, there's no illusion. There's no possibility of making the wrong decision from that place. So we were in the Tattvastha region, manifest from that region, and by the mercy of pure devotees, those of us who made that mistake can be associated with the Lord in his abode.
Also, there are so many evidences for this, that any jeev cannot fall down from Golok Vaikuntha, even from Vaikuntha. It is absurd. So Jiva Goswami has or directly and very vividly he has told like all these things. Gita is also told, yad gatva nanivartante tat dham mama. But you can say that of why Jaya and Vijaya came, oh, they never fall down. Their one manifestation was there, Jaya Vijaya were there, and even by second manifestation, to serve his Narayan mood, to give him, oh,
Bilras.
Oh, they came. So, this is wrong. Also, oh, Chitraketu Maharaj, oh, he never fall down. Even Bharat, from his Arati mode, he never fall down. Only to give some instruction for us. So, any jeev, when he is Golok Vrindavan serving, there is no maya, this maya, only yoga maya is there. No illusion, nothing there. There is no reason to fall down. So once going, never returning. They can come with Krishna for any sweet pastimes. Then, what more? Very, very essence.
The next teaching, Jivan Prakriti Kavalitam.
Oh, this has been done.
In this world, jivas are covered by maya. Tadvimuktang cha bhavet. But their conditioning in this material world is not forever. By the mercy of Krishna, or coming in the form of Guru and Vaishnavas, they can be delivered from their conditioning in this world. This is the next teaching. After that,
Beda
Prakasham Sakalam Api Hare. All of this is called Sambandha Gyan, knowledge of relationship. We have heard that Krishna has some Shakti, that he has his internal, external, and marginal potencies. So what is the relationship between Krishna and his potencies? And what is the relationship between each of the potencies? There are five types of relationship, and there's some difference between them. So here, Mahaprabhu is saying, Beda Beda Pakasham Sakalam Api Hare. His philosophy of Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. The conclusion regarding the inconceivable, Achintya, difference and non-difference between Krishna and his potencies. Inconceivable oneness and difference does not mean that everything is one and different. It means that all of the potencies of Krishna are one with and different from him. That Shakti, Shakti Matayo Abhed. There's oneness and difference between Shakti and Shaktiman. So, the oneness is that everything has emanated from Him. Everything is resting in Him. Everything will enter into Him. Nothing is independent of Him. Everything is dependent upon Him at every moment. But at the same time, they have their specialities. There's a difference between Jiva and Bhagavan, between Jiva and Jiva, between Jiva and Maya.
One thing more. Between Krishna and His powers, and the transformations of these powers. Also, some same.
So, Achinta Bheda Bhed. In the, all the philosophies of other sampradayas, they have given the philosophy that is called Vastu Parinamavad, that the Absolute Truth Himself is transformed into His creation. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, no, Shakti Parinamavad. The Absolute Truth is the same and is never transformed. But He has an energy, and His energy is transforming and doing all activities.
Like Jivas and whole world, universe. So many, that world. Like
this is called...
So, everywhere, this Achintya Bheda Bheda.
Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Here the word Achintya has been used. It means inconceivable. Yet, when we hear this philosophy, we can understand it. So why has the word been used? Achintya, inconceivable. It means Veda Buddhi Gamya. That is, that if anyone, by their speculation, by their philosophical reasoning, will try to understand the relationship between the Absolute Truth and His potencies, he will make a mistake. He will think that everything is separate or everything is the same. But if one will hear the conclusions of the Vedas, of Shastra, in Guru Parampara, Veda Buddhi Gamya, that means allowing his buddhi, his intelligence, to be guided by the superior intelligence of the Shastric conclusions, then he can understand this philosophy. Therefore it is called Achintya Veda Veda Tattva.
So Achintya means Veda Buddhi Gamya. Veda
Buddhi Gamya.
Srimad Bhagavat Buddhi Gamya.
Following the superior intelligence of Srimad Bhagavatam.
And then second?
So now we have discussed seven aspects of Pramaya, seven truths, which are all containing some bandhagyan, relationship between Jivas and Maya and Krishna. Now we come to the last two of Dasamul Shiksha. What is that? Sadhanam Shuddha Bhaktim. This is called Abhideya Tattva. The philosophy of the process of how to attain the goal of life. What is the process? Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, not by karma, fruitive activity, not by gyan, the cultivation of knowledge, not by yog, the development of meditation and mystic powers, not by any process at all, only one process, sadhanam. The process is Shuddha Bhakti.
What is Shuddha Bhakti?
Here Shuddha Bhakti means pure bhakti. And what bhakti is that? That means
the not love by the, of the, no, not by the bhakti.
Not by the bhakti. The love of the residents of Vrindavan is really Shuddha Bhakti. And those who in this world follow their moods, their process is called Raganuga Bhakti. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying Shuddha Bhakti means Raganuga Bhakti only.
Who has told Bhakti Vinod Thakur Srila Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanat, all has explained. And then what is the fruit?
And then if one will follow this process, what is the goal? Not liberation, not elevation to heavenly planets, not any kind of sense gratification, not liberation of personal variety in Vaikuntha or anywhere. The goal is only sadhyam tat pritim. That priti means prem, perfect, unconditional, transcendental love for that param tattva, who is rasabdhim, that Lord who is the endless ocean of ras, that is only Brajendra Nandan Shamasunda Gopijana Vallabh Radhakanta Radharaman, the beloved of Srimati Radharani. Love for him, this is the prayojan. Last topic is prayojan tattva, the ultimate goal of life. So these are the collective teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only in one verse, mercifully given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
I wanted to explain today the glories of Rupa Goswami. I began yesterday, but also I wanted to give these things. Without this, no platform. So you must know all these things. Then pure bhakti may come. So I could not explain the glories of Srila Rupa Goswami. I'm keeping it for next tour. Washington. But all devotees will be not there. Anyhow, our aim, what Srila Prabhupada has told, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, what he has told, only to be the feet dust of Srila Rupa Manjari, Soup Goswami. So, sakalam eva vihaya durat chaitanya chandra charane kurutanuragam. So, giving up all these things, everything. You should take shelter in the lotus feet of Gaurachandra and Nityananda Prabhu. And then serving him. Everything you can have. So, Gaurachandra ki, Radha Krishna Jugal ki, Sachinandan Gaur Hari ki, Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Oh, Srila Gadadhar Pandit ki jai, Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki, Shivasadi Bhakta Vrinda ki, Vrindavan Chandra ki jai, Gaur Premananda. Now you say,
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Don't jump. No. Yes, sir.